Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci. He's Double A Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studio at Hallis Hall. What's up, Double A?
Nothing much.
You're sounding like Barry White today.
Yeah, a little bit under the weather, but the show must go on.
It must go on. Hey, yes. So Big Cat was a very special guest in your Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, and he is really a big cat. But a lot of people don't know about him. He really has a big heart. And he told me about his nickname, how he got his nickname. And he also told me a few things about his foundation. So take a look.
It's time for Big Guys in Compact Cars, sponsored by your local Ford stores.
Big guys in Compact Cars, Big Cat Edition. Take one.
Taking all my
elbows. Hey, man, I ain't got nowhere to go, bro. This is a little different from everything. I feel like I just want to open up the sunroof and stick my head out.
Yeah, it's so low to the ground, man. Especially when we get in it. It's real low.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So how did he come up with Big Cat? Who came up with that?
You know what? Dave McGinnis. Okay. Who was the linebacker coach here at the time, and then went on to Arizona. And, you know, the old Hallis Hall was over at Lake Forest College. Mm-hmm. So it was a little facility, like a little Division III college facility.
Oh, so nothing like this.
Oh, no. When I first got here, I pulled up in a limo. I had a limo, you know, dude's first ride in a limo ever. And coming from the airport, and they dropped me off in front of the old Hallis Hall, and Ditka and McGinnis were sitting out front, and I got out of the limo and a couple TV cameras out there. McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, it's the biggest cat I've ever seen." And it just kind of stuck, man. I figured it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
But, you know, everybody took it and ran with it, and I was all right with it, so.
So how was it playing with,
what is that, our shots have just died?
Nah, it's your seatbelt.
Oh, my.
Safety first.
Where's your seatbelt at?
It's on. Oh. Yeah. Am I swaddling up the seatbelt? You can't see it.
I can see it, bro. My fault. Is this thing going to fit, man?
Oh, I think so, man. You just got to be kind of, good thing we athletes, man. You got to be real athletic over here as a big man. Hey, no more slacking there, huh?
No. Oh, there we go.
You didn't always play O-line, though.
Nah, I came, actually, I came to the Bears as a defensive lineman.
Right.
I was picked up as a free agent as a defensive tackle. My first year, you know, they had drafted Chris George as a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
But, you know, all the guys were kind of up there in age. You know, Richard Dent was here. Fridge was still here. McMichaels was still
Red
here.
Green.
I hate that thing.
So what's the coolest thing you've ever been involved with other than getting off a plane and getting in a limo and then getting a red carpet treatment? That's pretty cool.
You know what, man? Just the people that I've met and have had the opportunity to meet through, you know, being a Bear or through the organization.
Yeah.
It's, you know, my kids and I talk about it every once in a while.
It's a classy organization.
It is, man.
We definitely lucked out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, you talk to guys around the league and, you know, they tell you about the things they do where they're at. And it's like, dude, it doesn't even match to some of the things up here in Chicago. You know, not to mention the organization, but the entire city. Mm-hmm. You know, even though this city has two baseball teams, a great basketball team, you know, a great hockey team, people are Bears fans for life.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like no matter where you go, you always meet Bears fans.
Yeah.
You know, so it's cool.
Tell everybody about your foundation. Like, your foundation is doing a lot of great things in the city, man.
Well, we do, it's called Big Cat Charities, mm-hmm. and we help out the homeless. We, you know, there's a place called Deborah's Place, which helps out homeless women. And that's one of the places that we focus on. And then Maryville Crisis Nursery. They help out kids that are in need, parents that are in need. You know, we don't focus on one area ourselves.
Gotcha.
We are more into helping other organizations mm-hmm. so they can help other people.
Good, man. Well, hey, I appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, man. All right, we're going to get the jaws of life, so one of us.
Yeah, now we got to get some help getting up out of here.
I think Big Cat was amazed that I was able to fit inside of that car. And I don't think he knew how small it was until he actually tried to finagle himself inside there and get in there.
I'm amazed that he could fit inside that car. Because he's, yeah. I mean, he's 6'7", 6'8", right?
He's like 6'13".
He is
extremely tall.
He is a
tall
guy.
Yeah. Good thing we got great shocks in that Ford Fiesta because me and him in that front seat, oh, my God, man. I don't know how the car would stand to that.
You got to do the Big Cat laugh.
Oh, he's gonna kill me.
a little off. We'll chalk it up to the sickness. Oh. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, the Bears and the NFL partner to host a free safety clinic for moms of children who play football.
The main issue is that there's so many questions, and to be able to have somebody to answer those questions and to have a panel to bounce stuff off is great.
We'll introduce you to the team behind the pyrotechnics at Soldier Field.
We'll initiate the firing sequence, and 7 seconds later, we'll light up the whole rooftop.